Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
He joins us now in the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. Jeff Phelps here. Andy Baskin over there. Mark Price on the hotline. Hello, Mark.
Hi, Mark.
How you guys doing?
We're doing well. Thanks for being with us, bud. We appreciate your time.
It's always a pleasure, Jeff. No problem.
Congratulations on a good year with the Denver Nuggets. You guys were terrific. I'm disappointed for you, for Michael, that you didn't continue. But, man, you guys have to be really pleased with the steps you took out there in the Western Conference this year.
You know, it's anytime you're in the midst of it, you know, I know that as a player and also as a coach, it's hard to appreciate in the moment sometimes. But having a week off now since we lost, obviously having a chance to look back, it was really a fantastic year, especially with a very young team and crossed a lot of hurdles. Would have liked to have gotten over that last hurdle. That was an obvious disappointment for us, being at home, Game 7, hoping we could put that away and have an opportunity at least to take a shot at the Warriors. But it didn't happen this year. But overall, it was a fantastic year and a great experience.
Mark, I got to think, and every time somebody walks up to you and says hello, and if they've got a kid, I got to think they've got to say, Mark, is there any chance I can get you to teach my kid how to shoot?
Well, I do get that a lot, but you know, I'm pretty busy right at the moment, so I can't help everybody's kid out right now.
All right, sorry, Jeff, your kid's out of luck.
Darn it! Thought I had something there. I thought it was interesting, Mark, when you were hired by Michael Malone to work on his staff in Denver. I heard Michael say, "I told the guys on our team, in case you're not completely sure who we just hired here, go look up some YouTube video." Mark Price was Steph Curry before Steph Curry. And I thought about it a little bit, and I thought, man, first of all, what a great compliment. And secondly, that's interesting, and it's accurate. That, had you ever heard that before? And you know, that's – for the guys in the NBA today, that's a pretty high compliment to receive from Michael.
It's a very high compliment. Obviously, Steph Curry's, at least at the moment, is probably going down as the best shooter of all time. I always – pride myself in being a great shooter, so to be even compared somewhat to Steph is obviously a great compliment. But you know, it certainly would have been interesting playing in this day and age, getting a chance to shoot 10 to 15 threes a game. Yeah, I think I would have done quite well, actually.
I think you would have too. I don't know that Lenny would have. He might not have liked that too much, but would have worked for you.
Yeah, that's for sure. But it was a different game. We had so many. I tell guys all the time, I played with 3 7-footers sometimes on the floor when I was playing, and there was a lot of post-up basketball, but I kind of miss some of that. You don't see a lot of classic post-ups, and that's why I enjoyed coaching with Denver this year. Nikola Jokic is such a fantastic player, and he is very skilled in the low post, albeit he does a lot of different things. But it was nice to have a guy and to see it throw in the post and a guy be able to score down there.
Mark, what's it like for you to try to develop some of these young guards, to, you know, whether it was in college or now in the pros, and helping these guys grow? What's your game plan when you're trying to help a young superstar or a young star, even, or just even the fact they're in the NBA? What's your game plan when you try to develop some of these guys?
Well, you know, the first thing is to get to know the player. The relationship piece is huge at the NBA level. I think my background allows there to be a respect factor. When I talk to them, they understand that I played their position, that I have a lot to offer, and I was, you know, a 4-time All-Star at that position. So it brings the credibility to allow me to work with these guys. And each player is so different. You know, there might be some guys that need certain things to work on and others. So it's not really one single game plan. It's kind of player by player and what they need and what I feel can help, because I know personally, having somebody that played your position, you just know some things that other people don't know. I was very fortunate when I got in the league to play for Lenny Wilkins, who who played my position and was, you know, a Hall of Fame player as well as a coach. And there were just little, you know, things that Lenny could tell me that because of his experience playing and he had been there and done that, that somebody that hadn't played the game or hadn't played my position would know. So I think there's some innate advantages there when I work, and I see some things that maybe other people might see just because I played that position.
Cavs legend Mark Price joining us. Mark, the Cavaliers just hire a new head coach, John Beilein. I think it's interesting, a career college guy. You were in the NBA. Your father was a longtime coach. You went and coached in college as the head coach at Charlotte. What type of an adjustment did you have to make? What type does John have to make going from college to the NBA, where you went from the NBA back to college?
Well, I think obviously John has been very successful wherever he's been. Now, this is another step. A lot of people, you know, like to think college guys don't do well going pro and pro guys don't necessarily do as well going college. I don't necessarily agree with that. I think a good coach is a good coach. There are a little bit of differences. I mean, the NBA level is more player driven than kind of coach dominated as can happen in college. But I had a chance to meet John a couple years ago on a Nike trip when I was coaching in college, and he's a fantastic guy. He's a very smart guy. I don't think he would have taken this job if he didn't feel like he could do a great job, and I have no doubt that he will.
What do you think the biggest challenge is, though? I mean, that jump, there's that stigma sometimes of college coach jumping to the pros without that background on it. What do you think the biggest challenge is? And I mean, just as a point of reference, I'm trying to think of who I was listening to an interview a couple weeks ago. It's and sometimes it's one of those situations where you think you drew up the best defense ever at the end of a game, and then all of a sudden you realize it was a great defense. But rather in college, you know, they're always looking for that number one option. In the NBA, all five options on the floor can kill you at the end. I don't know, just your thoughts on that.
Yeah, I think it's just the overall, the challenges will be one, managing egos. I know there's some ego in college, but not to any level that you have when you're coaching guys that are making, you know, $10 to $20 million a year. The managing of all the egos, you know, as one person once said, there's only five happy guys on a team, and that's the guys that are on the court. Everybody else, you got to manage, you know, those expectations. That's always a challenge at the NBA level. You know, and like I said, it's just a different dynamic because, you know, in college, you were kind of the guy, and whatever you said went. That's not always the case at the pro level when you got guys you're trying to coach and teach that are making four times as much money as you are. Brings a different challenge to the game. But I think John brings with him, everybody knows how successful he's been. I think the respect factor will be there for him, which you know, is fantastic. But and then the other challenge is just the number of games. I mean, he's for however many years he's coached at the college level, he might have maxed out at playing 35 games a year. And, you know, that's only a third of the NBA season. So, you know, there's a lot more games, a different way of maybe preparing for games than having 3-4 days in between games. I mean, back-to-backs or 5 games in 7 days, that's going to be a different challenge that he hasn't faced before.
Mark Price joining us. Mark, I don't know if this will surprise you or not. My guess is it won't, but it shouldn't. You with the Cavs, like Bernie Kosar with the Browns, when it comes to anything that happens, we get people calling all the show saying, hey, why don't they hire Bernie? Bernie can do that. We get calls all the time. You should hire Mark Price to do this. You should hire Mark Price to do that. And I've always said, and people have talked about your coaching career, and I've said, you've had one disadvantage in your coaching career, and you put it on yourself, and it's that you always chose family first rather than going after the head coaching job and not being with your family and assistant. Just I know in talking to you over the years, you were always putting family first. How tough has that been to balance for you, Mark? Because you're still in the game, but because you put family first, maybe opportunities that could have come along maybe haven't.
Well, I've never really looked at it like that, Jeff. I mean, that's just something that's important to me. It's a priority that I've always made. I don't think it's ever hindered my ability to do the job, you know, as far as, you know, coming to Cleveland. I don't know how any of that would have ever played into it. It's just, I guess, never been a situation where they've approached me about anything like that. So, you know, I don't sit around and wonder. Obviously, everybody knows how much I love Cleveland. I love playing there. My jersey's hanging in the rafters and all that. But, you know, I go where opportunities are there. And right now, Denver's a great place to be for me. And, you know, I'm kind of a take it one step at a time person. I focus in on what's in the moment. And so, you know, I know, you know, and I appreciate the fans in Cleveland, and they all know that. And so it's obviously it means a lot that my name gets thrown out there by the fans a lot. You know, it just shows the connection that I had with Cleveland. But, you know, right now I'm focused in on helping the Denver Nuggets win and the job that I have at hand. And what the future holds, I don't know. I've always trusted God with that, and that it'd be the right opportunity. And I do consider a lot of things before I take a job, but that's never been a hindrance as far as in my situation is the way I look at it. Whether or not I get a job or not, it's ultimately about, you know, getting the job done. And I feel like I've done a pretty good job of balancing all that through the years.
But that's my point, Mark, is that a lot of guys don't do a good job of balancing that. And correct me if I'm wrong, all your kids are now out of high school. I think your youngest is in college, right?
That's correct, yeah.
And so I would think a lot of guys in your situation could look back and think, man, I wish I'd have spent more time with my family while continuing to work at my profession. You've been able to do both. And that's a rare thing, Mark. It doesn't always happen.
Well, I would agree with you with that, Jeff. And it's easy to get, caught up in the job. And I don't think it's necessarily just being a basketball coach. I think in life in general, it's easy to get caught up in whatever you're trying to do, whether it's your job or whatever interest you're going at. But I just think everybody has to try to prioritize. At least that's what I've tried to do. And I haven't been perfect at it. I'm sure there's times I've missed a lot of games that I wish I wouldn't have missed for my kids over the years by coaching and being on a staff. But for the most part, I feel pretty good that my kids know that I loved them, I cared about them, I was involved in their lives and tried to do everything I could to be there for them when they had a game or recital or whatever it might be. But, you know, and I'm thankful that, you know, I'm married to one of the most wonderful women in the world who has been a coach's wife, a player's wife, and we've raised four kids together, and she's been a huge, huge part of making that whole thing work.
Hey, Mark, what do you say to Cavs fans? They're like, come on home. Would you please come home? We need help with the Cavs. What do you say? What do you say to them?
Well, I mean, there's not much I can do about it.
Right.
I don't know what to say to them other than I appreciate the support. You know, it means a lot. It just shows the connection that I have to the fans in Cleveland. But at the other end, I don't have any control over that. So I don't sit around and worry about it every day.
All right. I'm going to start a website. Let's bring Mark Price home. I don't know if you want to come back or not, but and home.
Andy's meeting, starting it.
Here, I'm starting a website right now for you, Mark. Mark,
well, that's what talk radio's for, and the internet and Twitter. So I'll let you guys do what you do, and I'll just keep doing what I do.
There you go.
That sounds good.
Wait, Mark, I already wrote the headline. Wouldn't Mark Price look great as an assistant coach with the Cavaliers? I'm just saying it. I'm just saying it. Just me.
Don't get anybody into trouble.
Well, believe me, Andy, I appreciate it, man. It means a lot. And like I said, it's one of those things I'm, you know, can't really talk about that much right now because I love where I'm at, and you know, like I said, what the future holds, I can't control. So, but I appreciate the support as always, and you know, Cleveland will always hold a special place in my heart. Like I said, every time I come in, and all the players at whatever team I'm with look up, and I'm hanging in the rafters, it's a pretty special deal. So, you know, it's something that'll always be there for me.
Mark, last thing, I mentioned your youngest, Josh. He's playing at Liberty. He's 6'3". Your older son, Hudson, is 6'7".
Wow.
And I remember the last time we chatted, I looked at you and I said, Mark, how'd you end up with a 6'7" kid? Could you imagine you at 6'7" playing in the NBA?
Yeah, I have imagined that. it would have made some things a lot easier.
Yeah.
But then on the other hand, maybe I wouldn't have worked as hard to get to where I got to. And, you know, I was blessed at my size, but, you know, my wife's side of the family's got some height, and it's kicked in with my boys, and so good for them.
Yeah, good for you too. Mark, always a pleasure.
Thanks, Mark.
We appreciate your time, and congratulations, you and the Nuggets, and Michael, who's another great guy. You guys did some really good things this year, and we're happy for you.
Well, I appreciate it, man. It's always good talking to you, and we'll do it again sometime.
Sounds good,
Mark.
Talk
to you soon, Mark.
Appreciate it. Best to your family.
All right, guys.
Bye.
Thanks.
Mark Price.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.